Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
From the speakers on the stage to several interviews that I conducted on the floor of the Trump rally at the Brick Regan Fieldhouse Friday night in Bozeman, Montana, where do we start with the show on this Monday morning? Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Great to be with you. Where do we start? Well, why don't we start where President Trump left off Friday night just before midnight in Bozeman, Montana.
From Big Fork to Billings, from Glendive to Great Falls, and from Big Sky to right here in Bozeman, this state was built by some of the toughest men and strongest women ever to walk the face of the earth. Montana is the land of cowboys and cattle hands, ranchers and farmers, frontiersmen and soldiers, adventurers and pioneers who charged into the wilderness, scaled the Rockies, trekked through the ice and snow, and carved out a life in one of the most beautiful places in all of God's creation. It's true. I saw that. So true. It's so true. All of that driving today, there's no place more beautiful than this. Together they built this state. They helped make America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world. But now we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has lost its confidence, lost its willpower, and lost its strength. We are a nation that has quite simply lost its way. But we are not going to allow this horror to continue. Less than 4 years ago, we were a great nation. And we will soon be a great nation again. It's going to go quickly. With our leadership, every disaster Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have created can be fixed, and it can be fixed quickly. It's going to have to be fixed quickly. We don't have time. Every problem can be solved and every wrong can be rectified. By this time next year, America's borders will be strong, sealed, and secure. Promise. Inflation will be in full retreat. Our economy will be roaring back. Optimism will be surging. The American dream, which you never hear about anymore, will be thriving again for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. Law and justice will reign all throughout our land. Freedom will be restored. The flame of liberty will be burning bright. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the worst administration in the history of our country, will be a fading memory of the past. And our great silent majority, including the once forgotten men and women of our country, will be the one shaping America's magnificent future when I am the 47th president of the United States.
All right, there you go. That was President Trump wrapping up his remarks just before midnight. I've got more great highlights, interviews, and more to follow here from the Trump rally in Bozeman. We'll kick it off again right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, hold your phone calls for now. Hold your phone calls for now because I've got a lot of content that I want to get through, get out to our listeners first. And then if we have time later on in the hour, we'll start sneaking in your phone calls then. And maybe you'll want to react to some of what you heard in the interviews or some of the highlights that I'll share with you here this morning. By the way, big thanks. Our coverage of the Trump rally Friday night and the coverage heading into the Trump rally Friday morning, including the highlights that we have for you today. Big thanks to Yellowstone Family Dental for making this coverage happen. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com to see why their process is so unique and why people come from all over the United States for their full mouth dental implant procedure. Again, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, and thanks to them for sponsoring our Trump rally coverage. We had the incredible photojournalist Paul Humphrey. But he does a lot of, Western Egg Network coverage for our friends Lane and Russell. I used to work with him back in the day at KTVQ Television. He was there filming the whole thing, including several interviews that we got to do from the floor of the Trump rally. So big thanks to Paul Humphrey. I want to start with this. Both David Noble and I agree that I thought the most powerful moment of the night was when President Trump calls Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy back on stage.
We were looking for perfection because we didn't want any excuses. The fact that he's handsome should have nothing to do with it, but he is a handsome guy. But he's got everything. He's highly successful, great education, Purple Heart recipient, a former Navy SEAL, which, as you know, is a big deal. It's a tough thing to be. A combat veteran at the highest level, a Bronze Star. And he's got his valor. It's Valor for Heroism Award. You know, the other one talks about valor. He has a different kind of a valor. It's the opposite. But Tim Sheehy is going to be an outstanding senator. He was a great businessman, an aerospace company. He started it in a barn in Montana, right here. Employed a lot of people, turned it into a big success. And I'd like to ask, just to say a few words real quickly, Tim Sheehy, you've got to vote for him. Thank you. Tim, come on. Come on up.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor to have you here. You know, listen, I always supported the Trump policies. I never knew the man, but I supported the policies, no question. But I became a true follower of his about 4 years ago. For those of us who fought in the Middle East, we knew who we were really fighting the whole time. It was Iran. They were murdering us. They've been murdering Americans for 45 years. They were blowing us up with EFPs. They were sending their hit teams across the border and killing us so we could never cross back over and get them. We could never touch them. It was a one-way fight. And in the Obama years, those of you who were there, you know, our hands were tied. I had to watch these guys get killed and sent home in boxes, and we couldn't do anything about it. And that was so frustrating. It made me sick. And a few years ago, when we were fighting ISIS, Trump told the Iranians, don't touch any Americans. We're here to fight ISIS. You touch one hair on an American's head, we're going to kill you. And they didn't believe him. And they didn't believe him. And then they launched some rockets at some Americans up at Balad. And we lost a couple. And Trump didn't hesitate. The next day, he dropped a bomb on that son of a Qasem Soleimani and blew him to pieces. He blew him to pieces. I'll always have my loyalty because you're the guy that dropped a bomb on that son of a Soleimani, and you'll always have your back for that. But listen, Biden, Harris, Waltz, whatever you want to call them, they are selling you out every single day. They are selling out hardworking Americans. They are taking your money out of your pocket and giving it to illegal immigrants. They're taking money out of your pocket and sending billions of dollars of it overseas to other countries while you're going broke. Our gas prices have doubled and tripled. Inflation's through the roof. Your life is worse off because the policies of this administration that John Tester has voted for every single time are killing America. So this fall, we got to send Donald Trump back to the White House and John Tester back to Big Sandy.
Great job. Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much, Tim. And I have to say, Tim stands for very strong borders, all the things that we want. He wants strong borders, a very strong military, low taxes, low inflation. But more importantly than anything else, he wants to make America great again. He's going to do it. We're going to do it together. Also with us tonight, and I said it before, he's a special of the Senate and the House. We're going to do the House. We're going to do the Senate. And this is the answer right here. This is the one seat. We do this seat, we're going to win the Senate. So important. And Tim, you're going to be great. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Steve, you're a fantastic man. Kids, you have a great father. Take good care of your father, okay? I mean that.
I had to laugh there when Donald Trump was looking over at, I'm assuming, Tim Sheehy's kids saying, take care of your father, take care of your father. Or maybe he was looking at Steve Daines' kids, but I don't know. If you guys see this photo gallery I put together, my wife made the point. She was like, did you see Carmen Sheehy's biceps? Holy cow. Man, I'll tell you what, if you need somebody to win a fight, not just Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy to win the fight for America, but his wife Carmen, you know, she was a Marine, and boy, I tell you what, she can run circles around a whole bunch of you, a whole bunch of us. I'll throw me in there. Great to see you. I asked Paul Mushaven down the hall with the country station. I said, what was your favorite part of the Trump rally? Oh, when Ronnie Jackson took the stage. Oh, I got to play that clip for you next, because people need to remember what he did falsely trashing that Iraq war veteran.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. So as the rally wrapped up a little bit before midnight on Friday night, I was like, man, I got to go find Ronnie Jackson. I got to go find Congressman Ronnie Jackson, because I'd love to get him on the show one of these days, because I remember back in 2018, John Tester goes on CNN and launches all these false accusations against White House doctor, Iraq war veteran, and Navy Admiral Ronnie Jackson. The guy had never been political at all until this point. And John Tester lies about him on national TV, calls him the Candyman. And I wonder, did John Tester ever apologize? Especially after every one of his lies were debunked and proven false? Did he ever apologize about all the lies he told about an Iraq war veteran? Likely not. Look at how he continues to lie about another combat veteran, Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. But yet you don't hear John Tester say anything about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz lying about multiple things, committing multiple violations, you know, acts of stolen valor. Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, lied about serving in combat. He was never in a war zone. He never served in combat. He dodged a deployment and made his younger soldiers go, and he dodged the deployment. And he's been lying about that. But John Tester doesn't call out actual lies from his own side. Instead, he takes part in the lies against real, actual combat war veterans like Ronnie Jackson. Yeah, it was another powerful moment, huge moment. At one point, Ronnie Jackson calls John Tester the swamp hippopotamus. Here you go. This is video audio footage captured by the great photojournalist Paul Humphrey, who was there covering the rally for us, thanks to Yellowstone Family Dental sponsoring that coverage.
Voted the radical left Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, you know who that is, don't you, to wage war on your rights and on your industries, and they really did wage war. But we have a man here, and I'm going to introduce some of your people. We have a man here who knows Tester better than I do, better than anybody does. And Tester and I have nothing to do with each other. And when you watch his commercials, you can forget it. He never votes for me. He voted to impeach me. That guy voted to impeach me, stomach brimming out like a big slob. I want to impeach. Why? I don't know. What did he do wrong? I did nothing wrong. But I have to tell you, the Republicans stuck with me, and we won very easily. We beat it. But there's a man named Ronnie Jackson. He comes from Texas, and he heard it was a race against Tester, and he was treated so unfairly. Could I ask Congressman, Admiral, Doctor? He's a doctor. He was my White House doctor. He was Obama's White House doctor and Bush's White House doctor. He was also an admiral. So he was an admiral and a doctor. Then he became the doctor in the White House. And you know when I fell in love with him? They said, who's the healthiest? He took care of Bush, Obama. Did anybody ever hear of Barack Hussein Obama? Yes. Took care of Obama, and he took care of Trump. And they said, who's the healthiest of those presidents? And he said, without question, it's Donald J. Trump. And I said, I love this guy. Ronnie Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Howdy, Montana, from the great state of Texas. All right. Look, I want to tonight. This man who tells you that he's up there trying to clean the place up and trying to fix what's broken. This man is a sleazy, disgusting, swamp politician. He's a fraud and he's a liar. I was in the Navy for 25 years. For 25 years, I was on active duty serving my country. I was an emergency medicine physician, right? I went to Iraq with the United States Marine Corps to a surgical shock trauma platoon on the battlefield between Fallujah and Ramadi. I spent the last 14 years of my career in the Navy on active duty at the White House, serving three presidential administrations and taking care of three presidents, including the best president this country's ever had, Donald J. Trump. A spotless, flawless career in the Navy. I had never had a single complaint about anything. I was a Navy Rear Admiral. And at the end of my time in the military, while I was still on active duty, President Trump had the trust and confidence in me to nominate me as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, which I was happy to. However, let me tell you, John Tester, at that time, was the ranking member on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He was going to oversee that process. He was also up for re-election. It was 2018. He decided that it was in his political best interest and would help his election if he could come out and be the guy that tore down one of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. He came after me. He tried to destroy me. He tried to destroy my family. He got together with some disgruntled employees that worked for me at the White House who were upset because they didn't get promoted or get something they wanted during their time at the White House. One of them, in fact, is currently Joe Biden's doctor. They got together with him and his staff, and they made up completely absurd accusations and lies about me to tear down my nomination. They said that he labeled me on TV as the candy man. Right? He said that I was recklessly prescribing narcotics. I can tell you, I can count right here on this hand right here how many times I prescribed narcotics at the White House in 14 years. He put that out there. He said that I got drunk and wrecked a government vehicle. Any two-bit investigator can figure out whether or not that happened. He knew it didn't happen. He knew it, and it's been proven that it didn't happen since then. He did not care. He was going to destroy me to better his career, and he passed that information to these morons in the back, right? The mainstream media, who were all too willing to carry this water. And let me tell you, they don't work for you. They work for swamp creatures like John Tester. That's who they work for. Anyways, look, this man tried to destroy me. He tried to destroy my family. I've been waiting for 6 years to get back here for this night, to be with this man right here, to come after him. The end of John Tester starts tonight. And it starts by bringing this man back to the White House so that he can continue the work that he did draining the swamp when he was a president before. He's the best president we've ever had, and he's the only one that can do the job now. So get him back into office. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to bring Tim Sheehy to the Senate to replace this swamp hippopotamus, John Tester.
There's a line right there. That's Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. President Trump will give some remarks on this in a second.
Thank you all for coming out and for showing your support and your willingness to help us take this country back. We've got 87 days left. Let's get it done.
Great job. Great job.
Other than that, he likes him very much. But I was a part. I maybe blame myself. I said to her, he was a great admiral, highly respected in the Navy. He was a great White House doctor. So you have two. You have leadership and you have the doctor. So I figured, what's better for the VA? So I went to Ronnie and I said, Ronnie, what do you think of the possibility of you running the VA? You're a great leader. You're a great admiral, highly respected in the Navy, a war veteran, everything. He had everything you could have. And on top of that, he's a great doctor, a great man, a great personality. Everyone loves him. And, you know, I went to him. I said, what do you think? And he didn't want it. He said, sir, I'd rather not. But he's an incredible patriot. He said, but if you want me to do it, because he was ready to retire and go on to move to Texas and do whatever he was going to do. He said, if you want me to do it, sir, I'll do it. He didn't want to do it. Everybody else would want it. But he really would have preferred not. I said, Ronnie, you know, I did him such a great favor. Ronnie, you'll be great. So I let it out that I'd like to put Ronnie. I didn't even put it out officially. I let it out to the fake news. I said, I'd like to put Ronnie in as the head of the Veterans Administration. And that's when Tester hit. And it was vicious. It was vicious. It was really. And I didn't even say it. You know, I mean, after it happened, I said, Ronnie, it's really unfair. And, you know, they sent out people, and we did too, to investigate every charge this slob made. And every charge was totally false. And he has an incredible family, an incredible wife. He has a son. I was making the commencement, and I had to say, what they're doing to your father is really unfair. This is one of the finest men you'll ever see. And that John Tester couldn't have cared less. He just wanted publicity for himself, and it's a disgrace. You have to defeat John Tester. I'm telling you, you have to defeat. You have to do it.
All right, that was President Trump at the rally Friday night. And thanks to photojournalist Paul Humphrey for that coverage and much more that we'll have for you here in the days ahead. But yeah, no, I remember when that happened. I remember when John Tester went on CNN and launched these phony accusations against, Ronnie Jackson, just like he's launching these phony accusations against Navy SEAL, Bronze Star for Valor, Purple Heart veteran Tim Sheehy. And it's all to prop up his career because he has made himself worth millions somehow being a United States senator. And yet the high line is high and dry for another year, drying up. But John Tester had all the money in the world for Ukraine. He had all the money in the world for illegal aliens. He has all the money in the world for everybody else. And he just launches these attacks at veterans to try to prop up his failed border pass policies and much more. Anyway, all right, I've got a few interviews I want to share, including some lighter stuff. Let's have a little fun with this as well. You guys know Canty Boots in Harrison, Montana. Nikki out of Harrison, she was with Canty Boots. She was one of the first people I ran into. Wait till you hear about these boots.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Leaders from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council are not happy about an indictment of South Dakota ranchers Charles and Heather Maud. The family ranchers live in western South Dakota. They were recently indicted on federal land theft charges over a boundary issue on a 75-year-old fence. NCBA's Ethan Lane says the administrative process of determining a resolution of a boundary issue must take a normal business-like course of action and not an overreaction by the federal government.
And what's happening now is that oversight process is churning. They're digging into this, making sure they have their facts straight, making sure they understand the whole scope of the issue. And we're hopeful that that will bear some fruit here in the next few weeks as far as a larger conversation outside of the dark corners of the U.S. Forest Service as far as just what the hell they're doing up there and why they think it's appropriate to threaten a husband and wife, a mother and father, with federal prison.
The 75-year-old fence line in question caused the U.S. Forest Service to issue indictments served by Forest Service Special Agent Travis Lunders, who was armed and in full tactical gear, presented the indictment to Charles and Heather Maud in action that South Dakota U.S. Senator Mike Rounds is calling an overzealous prosecution of a ranching family. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I've got several interviews that I want to share with you that you haven't likely seen anywhere else or heard anywhere else yet, because I'm just pulling them up for the first time myself here. But these are interviews from the Trump rally, from the floor of the rally. I shared a whole bunch of great photographs, by the way, Getty Images. They had a photographer there. We're able to share a bunch of those on our Montana Talks website. One of my favorite photographs that I took when I first walked in to the Trump rally, this nice lady came over and said hello, because I was just talking about Canty boots out of Harrison, Montana, just like I think a couple weeks ago. But I referenced that in this first interview from the Trump rally floor.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks at the Brick Breeding Fieldhouse. You know, we talk politics all the time, but let's talk family today, because this is a family affair for you, Senator Steve Daines.
Well, we just happen to have all of our kids, all of our grandkids home this weekend. It was well before the Trump rally was planned. And now tonight I get to be here with my mom and dad. Dad's 85, a Marine vet, grew up in Billings. My mom's 82. We got all of our kids, their spouses. We had to hire a babysitter because our grandkids, our six of them, they're just a little young to get here. They're ages 5 to 1 year. But this is such a special night. And this is a special place for me. I mean, this is a place that I got to hear Johnny Cash singing back, I think, in the early 70s as a kid growing up in Bozeman. So pretty neat to have the president here tonight.
You got to hear the Ring of Fire. You've been bringing the fire to the Democrats, because you are the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. It's your job to win back the Senate majority. If we don't win back the Senate majority, how do we save America? How does President Trump have the backup that he needs to do what needs to be done?
Yeah, this is a precipice moment, no doubt, Aaron. And it starts right here in Montana. This is the 51st seat. I think what needs to get out to the good folks here in Montana is this contrast around who John Tester, how he has really voted, versus what he's saying in all these commercials and these lies and these smears against Tim Sheehy and against his business and against his family. Look, the votes that matter for President Trump, John Tester opposed every one of them. All three of the Supreme Court nominations, the Trump tax cuts. He's been rated Tester an F by the NRA, and Sheehy an A by the NRA. Kamala Harris has broken more ties than any vice president in our nation's history. And John Tester was with Kamala Harris on all 33 of those record-breaking votes, every one of them, including $4 trillion of reckless spending that's caused inflation and the affordability crisis we see here in Montana. So once the people of Montana see that contrast, and that's why President Trump's here tonight. I mean, President Trump loves our state. He'd love to come here on vacation, but he's got to go win the presidency. So you say, why is he in Montana, a state that he's up by 20 points in? He's here to make sure Tim Sheehy is elected. And then John Tester's retired.
We tried to do this interview down with your whole family in the background, but you got mobbed by all your fans. They wanted to come talk to you, and so that was great to see. But really, you've been here since sunrise. What's it been like, the excitement, the conversations you're having from then until now?
My favorite question, Aaron, is where are you from? Joplin, Montana. Lewistown, Montana. Helena, Montana. Glasgow, Montana. Kalispell, Montana. Whitehall, Montana. That's just like the first quick sample. It's just this mix of Montanans from every corner of the state. They are so passionate because they fear for the future of this country, as we all do right now. They want to make sure that President Trump is elected, but they also want to make sure that Tim Sheehy is elected, because we know that the most important thing we can give President Trump is majority control of the United States Senate by the Republicans, a Senate that will work with him, not against him.
The sights, it's so fun people watching, too. I saw Susan Renaud out of Missoula decked out in American flag, patriotic gear. Canty boots, Nikki with Canty boots.
Harrison, Montana,
she's
right there.
She's got the special Donald Trump boots. You got to see if you haven't seen these yet.
Yeah, well, she's got this great business in Harrison, Montana, and those Canty boots. But everybody here is proudly flying the American flag. I've never seen so many American flags, except the 4th of July. It was just refreshing to see that right here on the campus of Montana State University, my alma mater, see all these American flags. It's just a great sight.
If you could leave the people of Montana with one line after tonight's rally, what's that one line?
We've got to get Tim Sheehy elected if we're going to save this country and save the Senate.
Senator Daines, great to see you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Senator.
All right. Arbor, yeah, but go check out those boots I was talking about. That's one of the photographs in that gallery from the Donald Trump, Tim Sheehy rally. It's got the, you know how the Canty boots are. It's like it's normal cowboy boots on the bottom. And then at the top of the boots, she kind of does like a fancy flare on them, right? So she's got the golden hair. She's got Trump's face with the aviators. She even has a bandage with blood on it on the ear on these. I'm going to call them the survivor boots, the Canty boots survivor boots. That's what I'm going to call them. But it was great running into Nikki with Canty boots out there and so many others. All right, let's see. Obviously security very tight following that assassination attempt on President Trump. What was that about? Just about a month ago. That's part of what we talked about. With another one of our Montanans who got the opportunity to speak on the floor of the Trump rally and in front of the audience, and full video also on our Montana Talks website. But here you go, our next interview from the rally floor.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We are with Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. General Knutson, I know you're going to take the stage at some point tonight. What's your message going to be here ahead of President Donald J. Trump?
My message is this is Trump country. You know, Trump carried Montana huge last time. We're here for him. He's got a lot of supporters here. I'm sure you've seen outside. There's people all over. They're wrapped around the block. But we're here to defend President Trump. We're here to defend conservatism. We're here to defeat Kamala Harris. So that's what this rally is about, and that's going to be the message.
You've been one of the attorney generals, if not the attorney general, leading the charge against the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, over 51 lawsuits and counting to try to rein in this federal overreach. If you had one thing to say to President Trump tonight, what do you think you would tell him personally?
That we got to get a handle on the administrative state. I mean, I think he knows that. That's not any big revelation to President Trump. But the lawsuits that we filed in Montana have been because there's federal agencies in Washington, D.C. who are out of control. They're not following the law. They're trying to create law. And that's why we've sued them. That's not their power. That's not their authority. And that's why we filed suit. So that's going to be the message. If I get the chance.
There's excitement, there's energy here, but there's also a more serious tone, especially after the attempt on President Trump's life. I think it puts everything in a much deeper perspective. Do you get that sense as well?
Oh, certainly. I mean, as the Attorney General and the guy in charge of the Department of Justice, I mean, we've obviously been involved in a lot of the planning of this. We're indoors now. There's a big law enforcement presence from across multiple agencies. A couple of my agencies are involved in that. A lot of intelligence sharing and gathering. But look, it's good. It's a safe venue. It's a safe place. This is Montana. We love President Trump, and we're going to have a great rally.
A.G. Knutson, great to see you. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Yeah, and of course, obviously, they packed 8,500-plus people in to the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. But, man, it's really unfortunate they couldn't have had it outside at the stadium because, you know, David Noble and I, we were talking with some folks right next to where the media were located. And they told us, you know, how long they'd been waiting in line. And they got let in at the last minute, kind of as standing room only. But they said they told us at least there was probably 10,000 people outside that couldn't even get in. That's how many people came out for this rally. Many of them probably knowing that their likelihood of getting in was slim. Let's see. What do we got next for you? Oh, I also caught up with Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, a former Trump Interior Secretary, first ever cabinet member from Montana on the floor as well.
Not only is he Montana's Western District Congressman, he also served in President Trump's cabinet as Interior Secretary. You know President Trump up close and personal. How excited are you to see him back home here in Montana tonight?
Well, this is very exciting. And this just a few weeks, we have the President Trump, of course. We have Steve Scalise, number two in the House. We have Johnson, our Speaker, and we have Jordan all come to Montana. Montana's on the map. Tonight, the excitement is, you know, this is perfect. And Trump's coming to town. He's in the House. It's going to be a lot of fun. We don't know what he's going to say, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
We don't know what he's going to say. What are you going to say when you get a chance to come address this crowd here in Bozeman?
Well, I'm going to remind how important this election is, especially in the Senate. And look, Hamas is here. I've seen Hamas in D.C. We got to take this serious. We need to send warriors to the Hill, and Tim Sheehy is that warrior. And we need a commander-in-chief that understands enemies from our friends, and Donald Trump is that commander-in-chief.
You were there as Interior Secretary when you turned everything around alongside President Trump after the Obama-Biden years. We got a bigger task ahead of us after the Biden-Harris years. How how hard is it going to be to turn things around this time after all the mess that Biden and Harris and John Tester, frankly, have created?
Well, look, things can happen with great leadership. I'll give you two really quick examples. Energy independence. When we walked in, we were 8.3 million barrels a day and declining. Two short years, we were number one on the block on energy. We lowered emissions and gas is about $2 a gallon, right? And in Montana, outdoors matters, right? The Great American Outdoors Act, the largest investment ever for to fix our parks, fix our forests on infrastructure. That was Donald J. Trump. And look, things can happen with the right leadership, and Donald J. Trump is that leadership.
All right, we'll hold it right there. Just got about another minute or so with Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western District right after this. And by the way, I emceed that rally with Congressman Jim Jordan in Kalispell, that beautiful baseball stadium. Absolutely incredible facility. Great event with Jim Jordan as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there's a couple more interviews that I could play, but you know what? Maybe I'll save those for tomorrow. They're not that lengthy of interviews, but I see we've got a couple callers on the phone line that I want to try to get to here before we run out of time here on this Monday show, even though I've got a lot more content that I could share with you. It's always good to be able to sneak in some callers, especially when I get to Susan in Missoula, because Susan, in addition to Nikki from Canty Boots, I ran into Susan Renault, decked out in American flags, as always, such a great American patriot. Susan, we'll get to you in just a second here. But first, here's the final portion of our conversation at the Trump rally with Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke.
You were in Fallujah. I was just down the street in Ramadi, Iraq, in the early, mid-2000s. What about Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick? Multiple instances now of stolen valor. What is he thinking? What was he thinking?
Well, you know, if you're on the Republican side, you applaud the decision to pick one of the most underwhelming individuals. You got to find a person that probably polls less than Harris, and that would be Waltz. Stolen value is sensitive to me. You know, obviously, when you sign up for a task, you're leading men, and when you coward at the decision point, where does that leave your men? It cascades through. So it should be concerned to all of us. Well, this is not new for Harris-Biden. They abandoned Afghanistan. They're nowhere to be seen with Israel, really, if you want. And what are we doing in Venezuela? So at the end of the day, the Biden-Harris Harris waltz is a formula for appeasement and cowardly actions.
Absolute train wreck all around. Well, Mr. Secretary, Commander, Congressman, good to see you. We look forward to hearing your remarks in a little bit.
This is going to be a lot of fun, guys.
All right. And then, of course, tonight he's got House Majority Steve Scalise in Bozeman. I'll be there. Going to MC a fireside chat with Steve Scalise and Congressman Zinke. And then this Friday, similar deal, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in Billings. Let's take it to Missoula. Susan, great to hear from you.
Yeah, it was a fabulous rally. I was one of the five people asked to greet all of the thousands that came through the front doors of the field house to kind of control the crowds. And except for a small group of people that were dressed in black, which I found a little disturbing, everybody was in red, white, and blue. I looked across that sea of wonderful faces, and we were so touched by the love of America that was in those people's faces. And these were people that were hardworking Montanans. There were also people from other states that had driven long, long distances. I talked to people from Washington and Idaho. I even talked to a person from Arizona. And they had literally driven many, many hours just to be there. And it was extremely touching to see the people that love America, and they are terrified about the future of our country. And the other thing that really stood out to me was that I was registering people to vote in that crowd. There were a large number of people that were not registered to vote that were in that crowd. So if there are people listening to my voice today, people, and you have not registered to vote, please go to your local election and register to vote, because I think it's swell that you support Donald Trump and the Republicans, but support doesn't count if you don't vote. And
boy, that's a good
President
point.
Trump, okay, President Trump is asking all of us to vote early. Do not wait until November 5th to cast your vote. Please vote as soon as you get your ballot and help others, especially the elderly and the infirm, those that are handicapped.
Help them get out on election day. Yeah, and boy, wasn't that powerful?
No,
you vote early and then you can help other people on election day is the point that I'm making here. And it was so great to see so many of the people in that were at that rally last night. I mean, it was almost midnight and so many walkers, so many senior citizens who were out there waiting. And wow, it was just powerful to see all the American patriots. Susan, one thing I wanted to share on that point that you made, Susan, is Chief Clem, the retired Border Patrol chief who we did that statewide tour with, you were at a couple of his events. He did a podcast with Roseanne Barr. Do you remember Roseanne Barr from TV?
Of course.
Yeah. And at the conclusion of that 90-minute podcast interview, it was a pretty interesting interview because Roseanne's pretty wild. She referenced how 45% of Americans, you know, didn't even vote in the last major election. And she said,
correct.
You know, in her kind of, you know, Roseanne kind of voice, she said, look, people, I get it. A lot of you think, what difference does it make? What, you know, will my one vote even make a difference? There's concerns about election integrity. People wonder if it even matters. She says, look, it's all on the line this year, something to the effect. She says, just give it a try. Just this one time for this country. Just give it. It's all on the line right now. Just give it a try. What does it hurt to just give it a try? I thought it was a great point.
I want to jump in here because I know you've got other callers.
Well, and we got 10 seconds to go, unfortunately.
Okay, I just want to say it is critical to not only vote for Trump, but to vote for every person down ticket, as well as Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson for Supreme Court, because they are nonpartisan.
And they're the freedom candidates on the ballot for the Supreme Court who said no to the lockdowns, who said no to the weaponization of government. Yeah, a great point.